Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and get engaged. Please, don't just get engaged. Get engaged with information. How's that? All right? Get engaged when somebody has sat down, when you've taken your time to look at what's going on. Look at the real numbers. Look at, you know, the statements that people are making. And back, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I think it's a swear word now. Not sure. But back it up with fact. Would that be really cool? Back it up with fact. You know, you see, I love what's going on in Arizona right now. And in Maricopa County. You know, now you got even the Republicans are getting nervous now, right? Because you see the fraud that took place in the audit, which is something yours truly started screaming about early on. Stop the recounts. The recounts, you were just counting bad votes again. Some illegal votes. Do the audit. You want to make people like myself go, okay, I give, you win, do an audit. And what are you worried, you know, like I tell some of these people, what are you worried about? If everything is above board, what are you worried, what are you concerned with? And what I love now they're screaming that the people doing the audit are too close to Republicans. Wow. Whenever it's a company that's heavy Democrat, and we start complaining, what do they tell us? You know, shut up, sit down, mind your own business. I mean, come on, honestly. Oh, no, that's a reputable firm. What are you talking about? There's no problem there. Yeah, okay. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Biden and his squad. Having a problem. And good for them. He deserves it. He deserves to be pummeled by both sides in his party. Would you love to be in that conversation? I would love to hear that and what's going on there. You know, seriously. And he's just out of control. You got to love him, though. Without him, I wouldn't have much to play with right now. Much to talk about, if you will. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now the House Republicans are trying to push back, by the way, on this whole mask issue on the congressional floor, on the House. Because their comment, which is so true, well, look, if the CDC, who you have been quoting for over a year now, says that we don't have to wear masks anymore, especially if we've been fully vaccinated, then what's the problem? Right? What's the big whoop? You look at what's going on right now, where they're coming on the floor, and one GOP member has said, you know what? I've had it with you. Enough with the mask. Actually, what she said was, enough with masterpiece theater. That was a great line, by the way. Not mine. I wish I got the credit for it. That would be cool, right? So some Republican meddlers are in rebellion over the House's failure to change its rule on masks in light of the new guidance from the CDC. The almighty CDC, that is. GOP members of the House refuse to follow the rules set by Speaker Pelosi. Should mandating masks on the House floor, at least one was threatened with a fine. The CDC issued new guidelines last week saying masks are not necessary for fully vaccinated people. And didn't all those yo-hos on the floor get vaccinated? At least last I heard they did. Now, there's no mask rule in the Senate chamber. During debate on the House floor Tuesday, Representative Brian Mast, M-A-S-T, not K, he was seated behind Representative Chip Roy of Texas, and he was speaking. Mast confirmed to Fox News that the member of the House, Sergeant at Arms, approached him about not wearing a mask, and Mast said that he would not be putting one on. And then he was told he would be subject to a fine. Isn't that great? They've all been fully vaccinated. I think they all have. And even if one hasn't, or three out of the, you know, almost 500, that would be in that room, right? Now, during a vote later in the afternoon, several members could be seen without masks on the floor as well. Marjorie Taylor Greene being one of them. Masks are oppressive and nothing but a political tool. End of oppression. Time to stop this tomfoolery. I agree. Really, right? Mast told a local news source that a Democrat lawmaker came up to him and a group of maskless GOPers and told them that they should be ashamed of themselves. Right? I can't give you her name because she had a mask on. He said, I don't know exactly who she was. She was saying that we should be ashamed of ourselves and started yelling at us. Told us all to get out of her face. But they weren't in her face. She was in their face. This is what they're like. You do know that. Just whack to no end. Anyway, Pelosi, in my opinion, only wants it done where people can see you on TV. I mean, it's so true. If you think about it, Feinstein, Pelosi, the rest of them, they've been caught so many times without the mask on. How can you take them seriously? Right? And you know what? Here's the funny thing about it. The mask rule, they're not required in the House gym or in private meetings or anywhere else. So they just want it to appear like they're doing the right thing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. And your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus joins me, and I just so much appreciate his time, his expertise, and his knowledge when he's with us. And I'm sure right now he's quite excited. Because Chief Justice Roberts finally did the right thing. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing just great.
Now, come on.
Just great, Joe. Thanks for letting me be on the program. I appreciate it.
Well, I don't know. You keep getting this Roberts guy wrong. We're going to have to, rethink this whole thing. I don't know.
he's a tough one to predict. He really is.
Yeah, this ruling that just came down, on the police basically taking somebody's guns when they really didn't have a right to do so. But they're going to come back and push that. You know, these the Dems are going to come back and push that because that's exactly what they were looking for. But going to be hard to beat a 9-0, even if you stack the deck with four more justices, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And it was a fantastic decision. In fact, people, I'll give a little background if you'd like.
Yeah.
The case was dealing with police who went into a house and of a man that they'd already taken into custody because his wife was concerned he was going to commit suicide, and she said he had a gun. So, they took him in for 3 days of examination and in those circumstances. But then they later went back into the house or apartment and without a warrant, went in, looked and searched and got the gun, took the gun, and they did it under the auspices of protecting society. Now, the courts have recognized the ability for a law enforcement to go into people's cars if they see something of threat, like they see a machine gun, or they see something in a car, like, okay, we'll go in the car, we'll take that out, that's a threat, who knows how it's going to be used. But we're talking here about a house, and so people's, Second Amendment rights to bear arms, along with a Fourth Amendment rights to require a warrant to prevent someone from coming into your house and just without your permission. And the Supreme Court says, with absent a warrant, law enforcement can't do that unless there's exigent circumstances where they see someone's about to kill someone inside the house or something like that. So this is a real big success for the Fourth Amendment, the Second Amendment. Gun owners across America can be very delighted over this. Those who don't like law enforcement just randomly be able to come into your house without a warrant for the, quote, public good or public safety. It's a big victory.
I can see that. And again, just the mere fact that even the liberal justices said, this one really pushes the limit. We're not going to have it. I mean, that put some people at ease. It doesn't mean I'm fully comfortable with them. It just put maybe on this one, Roberts went, okay, it's about time we stop having the 8-1s, and maybe I'll jump on board. I can't win this one anyhow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. And this one didn't involve God or faith at all, so Sotomayor had no problem.
Oh, there you go. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And if it was "God We Trust" was engraved on the gun or something, maybe she would rule against it.
Oh yeah, or the American, had an American flag on. That might have been a problem too, as well.
Yeah. But I'm glad to see that they all came together, properly on this one, and it's nice to see happen occasionally.
Well, they're gonna take on one of these abortion cases. Which ought to be really... have you kept up on that one? Have you caught that at all?
Yes. Yeah.
So, Mr. Optimist, where is that going to go?
I think that we have a majority on the Supreme Court that is going to uphold state statutes respecting life at a heartbeat. So once there's any kind of the heartbeat that's detectable in a fetus, then... that's the point where you cannot kill. It's sort of logical because when the heartbeat stops, that's when we know someone's passed away. So it's logical when the heartbeat starts, that's when we know someone at the very least is clearly there and alive. So I think that there's a really good chance, there's a very strong argument. And I think we have at least 5 votes on the Supreme Court that believe that Roe versus Wade was wrong and that states have a right to protect life and define homicide and in all contexts, including dealing with the unborn. You have to define life beginning somewhere. Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade said, golly gee, we really don't know when. And they came down and took away the rights to the states. Well, states have been doing it for a long time, and I think it's really is a state's issue, not something for a few elitists on a Supreme Court to arbitrarily decide when they really don't, when they themselves say they can't make that determination.
Well, I'm looking at that, saying to myself, okay, these guys are going to be in a world of hurt, only for no other reason, to your point a second ago, which is the heartbeat issue. And years gone by, I met with a couple of these groups who wanted to promote their pro-life you know, ideals on the show in years gone by, and I always say the same thing to them. They're usually, you know, Christian organizations. And I go, look, the minute you come on and you say, well, God doesn't like abortion, you know, God is against abortion, you're done. You're not going to win that argument in court. You need to become at, right. You know, you're dealing with a secular court, get your secular information together, your proof, right?
Right, exactly. And objectively, and you can, there's really great, compelling arguments, much more supporting the rights of the unborn not to be killed than for the opposing side and the pro-abortion side. So I think states are very, very smart with the statutes they've come out with, protecting life at the beginning of a heartbeat, which is about 6 weeks after conception.
Yep.
It's really, so I think for all practical purposes, I think it would have a tremendous positive impact on saving millions of lives, unborn or preborn, should I say. And I'm really very, very positive and optimistic. Well, I may be disappointed. I occasionally am disappointed, but this is the big one, and I'm the big case that we're all been waiting for, and I think we're going to see the Supreme Court rule on it in the not-too-distant future.
Well, let me see. Nancy Pelosi will allow the fences to be pulled a week to 10 days before this comes down in the Supreme Court. People will be pounding on the doors, you know, calling for the resignation of one of the Supreme Court justices. You know, who are they pushing already? They want him gone. Anyway, we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mesiti, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Ahead of a vote on legislation to set up a 9/11-style congressional committee to investigate the January Capitol riots, some Republican leaders are questioning the need for it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that his members are still undecided.
I think I'm safe in characterizing our conference as willing to listen to the arguments about whether such a commission is needed.
McConnell added that he questioned whether a commission would get in the way of ongoing criminal investigations. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has said he won't support a measure to create the panel. unless it also looks into groups like Black Lives Matter over violent protests last summer in the wake of the death of George Floyd. If approved, the bill would create an independent 10-person panel charged with making recommendations to improve security and prevent future violence at the Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
How lucky can one guy
be? We are back. Maybe.
I kissed her.
Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Come on. It's Dean Martin. I mean, it's almost sacrilege to talk over him. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back. Brad Dinkins joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, we usually get rolling, and we don't really talk about, what does Pacific Justice Institute do? You guys hang around all day eating bonbons or what? What are you doing?
Yeah. we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, and we do it all without charge in offices all across the United States. And what makes us the most unique is that we don't just cherry pick the high profile cases. We're very unique. We make sure everyone gets help anywhere where the American flag is flying when it comes to these areas, religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life. We have great resources on our website, and we have a fantastic weekly newsletter, short. It's called The Legal Insider, and it talks about our cases and what's going on. And if there are people listening to this broadcast, I know that they're going to be interested in receiving our Legal Insider. They get that for free at pji.org, pji.org.
Yeah, you know, a lot of you guys will send me emails. You'll talk. How are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? How do we get involved? You know, how do we know? Get involved with PJI. I mean, it's really that simple. They're doing the heavy lifting, and everybody needs money to make the lifting done. The court doesn't say, "Oh, yeah, your cause is just, so we'll allow you to file for free." Right? You know, I mean, what does it cost to file a case with the Supreme Court?
Well, to get a case all the way like the Supreme Court, we're looking at conservatively at least a $500,000.
Oh.
And we take all these cases. We have 50 cases, over 50 cases right now in active litigation. We have three that are right now active on in the Ninth Circuit alone. And we just had a major Supreme Court victory. We got an emergency injunction from the United States Supreme Court against Governor Gavin Newsom of California and Santa Clara County saying open those churches and to stop treating them unfairly and unequally. And it was a very, very powerful victory. And, you know, those churches, there's no way they could have done that on their own. We defended five churches in Santa Clara County, and it had a great impact across the country.
Yeah, but what did he do? I mean, apparently, remember, the CDC doesn't apply to him. The Supreme Court doesn't apply to him. I mean, he has poo-pooed them before, has he not?
Well, he has, but after this came out, the state of California said, okay, all those rules and limitations we placed about, you know, whether a church can have an indoor service and who can be inside and how many they can have. We're no longer enforcing that. We're just going to give guidelines. Guidelines are just that, just like suggestions, because they know that we've got them on the run, and we're ready to file another lawsuit. And so we've had a major victory against Gavin Newsom and his cohorts, and are very optimistic that California will have, to some degree, learned its lesson along with other states, Michigan, Oregon, Washington, New York, to name a few.
Now, I had a guest tell me today that their church in L.A., they're still meeting outside because of some of the regulations that L.A. City has on these churches. And I go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. That church should contact us immediately.
Oh.
I mean, it's one thing for a church to voluntarily say, hey, it's nice weather, it's nice climate, we have tents, let's go and meet outside, you know. But it's another thing for a church to be intimidated by government to do so. And based on the case law, what we're looking at, any church that wants to have an indoor service anywhere in the United States should contact us, and we'd be happy to assist them and serve them without charge.
Now, you guys have had a recent win, too, up in Salem, Oregon, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
That was your Oregon church. They had all kinds of hassles up there trying to convert one of its rooms into a house of worship.
Yes. And this pastor and his wife wanted to live in that community, and there was just no other place to live except miles away, and they want to be a part of the community. They're ministering that community. They just wanted to convert one room, and just one room in the church, to a place where they can live and sleep, a little studio, mini parish, if you will, and the nearby vineyard. So we're not talking about houses all crammed together, complaining about lack of parking. Okay, this is no. This is rural, and this owner of the vineyard nearby didn't like the church. Didn't like with, you know, so he complains, and the county says, hey, the church is okay, it's okay for them to do this, and so then they he brought an action appealed, and then the next level said no, and then we brought a federal action on this, and the federal judge said I'm not dismissing this case, this is a case with merit, and this case will go forward on behalf of the church. So it was a great first-round victory, and I think, we've got the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, which is very strongly worded, just in cases like this, to protect churches from being bullied and limited in their capacity to minister and serve their community and their members.
Yeah, it's always amazing to me, the way these things come out, and especially with the churches, because they know the churches, you've dealt with a lot of these pastors, so let's be honest about it, a lot of them deal in fear of losing their tax exempt status, which frankly, personally, I think is ridiculous. I think that if you have a good accountant and you know what you're doing, you won't pay anywhere near as much as they perceive that they would pay. But that's beside the point, you know. And again, they need to step up. They're acting out of fear. They need to move as one, and they'll beat a lot of these cases, won't they?
Oh yes, they will. They will, and it's just that people stepping up and being willing to stand up for their rights. That's how we protect our rights.
Well, the other thing, I'm going to just throw some at you that I think are hilarious. Here's one: a school chaplain's been fired for and he's being reported someone as a terrorist because he's telling students. Now listen, he's at a Christian university, okay, and he's telling students that they can disagree based on scripture with the LGBTQ ideology.
Right. This happened in Loudoun County in England, near Nottingham.
Yeah.
And it was at a Christian college. I think it was Trenton College and a school. And so this is a Church of England school.
Right.
And this chaplain is a part of the Church of England. And so, he's giving a sermon, and in the sermon he says, you can should not be ashamed if you believe want to follow what the scripture teaches about same-sex sexual relationships and the like. That, and so because he said that, because you said it was okay to have a traditional or biblical worldview on this from a belief perspective, he was fired by a allegedly quote-unquote Christian school or college, Trenton College. So,
Brad, you've seen that here, though. We've seen Christian colleges let students, you know, RAs go because they put up things about traditional marriage and, you know, marriage between a man and a woman. You've seen, you know, people, again, get fired from staff or what have you for simply upholding scripture. I mean, this is not just a law, this is wrong, but there's got to be some law on this to protect these people. Don't they have a right to free speech in these, even though they're private schools? Is there, guys, this doesn't make any sense, that's all.
Yeah, private schools, strictly private religious schools, have the freedom, you know, pretty much to hire and fire according to their faith and convictions. It's just, we're not used to seeing a private Christian school have a convictions and faith that is totally divergent to who they say they are, which is allegedly a Christian college. They're not Christian. What they believe is total antithesis to Christian doctrine and what the Bible teaches. Yeah. So it's so disappointing. And this is the Church of England. This is the Anglican Church.
Right.
Related to the Episcopal Church in the United States. And a lot of Episcopal private Christian schools. I know there's one down here in Southern California that is just, you know, is known for teaching and preaching, if you will, anti-biblical beliefs to these kids. And many parents, unfortunately, you know, as you know, Joe, they put their kids in a school that has Saint something or a cross on it.
Yep.
And totally unaware of the fact they're actually putting their kids in a school that's totally opposite.
Oh, no question about it. And people have to pay attention to what the different denominations are teaching. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins will be with us on the other side of the break.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
All right, so let's be clear. I'm not a fan of Joe Manchin's, but I've been watching him lately stand up for some common sense issues. So I got to believe that something's getting to him. Not someone, but something is starting to get to him. And he's starting to realize how ridiculous what the Dems are doing are. You know, and he's screaming about the infrastructure plan. Joe Manchin is screaming about infrastructure plan that doesn't have bipartisan support and has very little infrastructure repair in it. So keep praying for this man. He's obviously starting to think now. Wouldn't that be great? Anyway, Joe Pacini, I'm your host, and Brad Dinkins joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always fun, always a pleasure to have you on board with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
And, hey, did you hear about, I'm going to play this clip later on, but did you hear about that little Florida 10-year-old kid who really just lays into the school board and he asked them to lift the mask mandate? You know, and he lays out the science for it. He's really, really great the way he did this. But I'm hoping they don't try to remove him from school or anything. I think that there's something somebody should be like, we're all over in no time, right?
Yeah, it is encouraging to see young people stepping up and making their case, you know, respectfully and nonviolently, and I think that's a wonderful sign, and I hope we see more of our youth choosing to exercise their First Amendment rights. Of course, we have to remember, if they grow up in a society where people get fired from their job from American Airlines, as we recently heard reported from someone who was expressing their opinion, and other people being fired from their position in the military or the Pentagon. And as we see people being fired, it sends a message to our children that, no, this isn't a free society. Nope. You must please whoever is in authority. You must please the state or you will lose your job.
Yep.
And, of course, that may be fine for communist China and the former Soviet Union and Castro's Cuba and Venezuela, but good night. We're seeing this happening now on a regular basis. And these are just stories that are being reported, much less the many that are not here in the United States. So it is good to see kids bucking that trend and speaking out.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just amazed at how quickly Joe Biden and team was able to make this happen. But, but the young man, or she points out very quickly that part of what started this, or started her wanting to go in front of the school board, was that they were being yelled at by a teacher because they had their masks down while taking a drink of water. Okay? And which is, I don't know, can you drink water through a mask? I'm unaware. Apparently I'm not educated enough to know how to do this. But the young person says, and all this time that she's yelling at us, she has her mask down. So
yeah, and she's yelling, so she's actually thrusting more of her bacteria and virus, whatever, into the air than any of these kids who are just sitting there sipping on their beverage. This is a classic. We have, well, I don't want to be too critical, but
oh please.
Anyway, I
don't slow down.
We have so many examples of teachers that are hypocritical and so many who didn't want to go back to work. They had no problem with everyone else going back to work, but they didn't want to go back to work for their quote health and safety. I think that their standing in certain terms of public opinion has gone way down over the last year. And as many parents have watched what they say on the Zoom calls and Zoom instructions, and those have been going viral.
I love those.
I think they have a real PR crisis on their hands.
I do too. I think they're wonderful. I think they show what's going on all sides. I don't care whether it's a school board, a teacher or whatever. I think they're great. I think we should see more of it. You got a major win too with the Michael Meineke. Tell us about that one.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting. Michael Meineke is a gentleman. He's a well-known evangelist, and he was preaching in Seattle near the Pike Division where the tourists are. And he's out there preaching the gospel. Nothing hate-filled in his message. And he's sharing. And one person complains, and the police come and say, "You can't do this. You're disturbing the peace." That's the code language is, which for we don't like what you're saying, and they got him prohibited him from preaching there at all. Well, our attorney Tracy Tribbett, who heads up the Pacific Justice Institute office there in Washington State, went right into court, and the judge threw it down and said you can't trounce on his First Amendment rights to preach the gospel or preach his viewpoint in a public place. This is protected under the Constitution. It was a really wonderful success, and we're having more and more of these cases across the country in intolerant, dark blue cities where they just have a real problem with people expressing ideas that are divergent in any way from their agenda and what they want to push.
Yeah, but to me it shows you the total, I don't want to say lack of respect, but they just don't care about what the law is. But some of the things they're doing, they know they're going to lose, just like Newsom. I have friends up in Sacramento that tell me all the time, they know that what they're doing is against the Constitution. They don't care. Point blank, they just don't care. They're hoping that some of them, people won't have the money to fight or have the fight to fight them. And it's ridiculous. So they want their own laws written their own way, and they really don't much care about what the Constitution is until they can use it to save their own butts.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we at the Pacific Justice have been so aggressive. We have two offices in Southern California, two in Northern California. And so California is keeping us very busy. but we also have offices coast to coast, from Seattle to Miami to Orange County to New York and New Jersey. And you know, Ohio and Texas and Mississippi and Colorado and in a few weeks we're going to be announcing a new one that we're going to be opening up. It looks like on June 1st. So stay tuned. But we're trying to keep these cities and their mayors accountable and under the Constitution.
Well, let me ask you your legal thought process on this. You know, most of the time when we're talking about these issues, and people send me emails and say, you know, there's just no way. There's no way that a private company can get away with so much, and there's got to be a way to stop them, slow them down, whatever. And I kind of agree. I mean, if you can have pictures of Obama and Michelle and the rest of them up in your cubicle, and then you put something else up there on your side down, and they force you to take it down. I mean, that is discrimination for all intents and purposes, is it not? And isn't that illegal in and of itself?
Oh, yes, it is. In fact, we've had cases, especially with government employers. In fact, the government, 9 times out of 10 of our cases are government employers. They're the most intolerant employers. So they keep us busier than the private sector by far, but occasionally we'll see the private sector cross the line as well. And we've taken on those cases and have done so very successfully. People have to stand up for their rights, otherwise they'll lose their rights. And nothing breaks my heart more for someone to call and say, "Here's what's going on. Here's the problem," and then they say, "But I don't want to get involved. I want to be anonymous. I don't want to file a lawsuit." And I'm like, well,
"I don't want to testify. Don't let them know who sent you this." Yeah, no, I do the same thing.
yeah, you know that, and we're going to lose if that's our mindset, and we've got to stand up and to support those who are standing up. And we at Pacific Justice Institute do every single day. We get the calls coming in. We give them the legal counsel. We take on cases. And we just make sure, like I say, everyone gets help. And as long as people at least know that we're here to do that without charge, we're hoping that's going to encourage more and more people to step up and lay claim to their rights.
You know, it's funny because in my position as a school board member, I will have parents reach out to me or call me or what have you, and some of them won't even give me their name, but they'll call, forgive me, but you're a little dull if you don't think your name's coming up on my phone, right? And but they'll say the same thing. You know, they know this is going on, they can prove it, but what they don't want their name involved, look, if you're accusing somebody, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're a conservative of any kind, the accuser has a right to know who, you know, and where they got their information.
Right.
So if you really want little Johnny or Susie or whoever to be taken care of, if you really want to make sure, as you, most will say to me, it's not just about my son. If he's doing it to my son, this coach is doing it to these people. If the teacher's doing it to my son, he's doing it to these people. So I get it. Some of them truly want the help. But I don't know. It's just amazing to me how they expect you to move without having the support that you need to make it happen, you know?
No, you're right. And it's very counter thing to, yeah, it is funny. It is funny, but the good news are there are many who are stepping up and we're defending them. And that's encouraging. And I want people to know once again, if they need assistance, counsel, free representation, or they like to support our work at PJI, they can do so at our website. Just go to our website, PJI.org, PJI.org. And we're going to be coming down in the near future with an equipping, empowering, legal resource on dealing with vaccination.
Well, all right, people, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. You can find Brad Vegas at PJI.org, PJI.org. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. Next hour, we're talking a lot about the craziness going on in California.